Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Brandon, I think one of these days we just hit the record button while we're doing our pre-production meeting so that the good listeners to the Smarticle Podcast could hear us plan the show. They could hear me tell you that you wanted us to take some cash, petty cash, out of the Smarticle bank account and take the staff to Dollywood for a company retreat.
Don't go like, with me, hey, boy. Brandon, that would be fantastic.
I just don't think the reserves are a little low. I don't know if we should do Dollywood just yet.
It would all be on Miss Dolly. It would be fantastic. You've never been to Dollywood, so you don't know the greatness that is Dollywood. If you are within a 5-hour drive of Dollywood, you have to go. It's just magical.
All right, let's.
That's going to be the place of our first Smarticle corporate event. It's going to be at Dollywood, just because of this show right now. Mark it down, people. Time and place you were when you heard that the Smarticle podcast was going to Dollywood.
Okay, well, definitely now we need our 5 seconds of silence, brought to you by Smarticle Podcast. Okay, thank you. Thank you for not sleeping. Here is your headline. Your first step toward a better mood. Christina Carlon from the great New York Times. Brandon, science, woke up, MAGA meter, please.
I'm going to give her a straight 5. It's a science article. She's truly a science-y person. So I'm going to give her a straight 5 down the middle on the woke meter, even though she writes for the New York Times, which is very woke.
Okay. We're going to do the blocking and tackling here first. Adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep a night, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Teenagers and young children need more than that. Ask yourself how you feel during the day. Do you find that you're more impatient or quick to anger? Are you having more negative thoughts, or do you feel more anxious or depressed? Do you find it harder to cope with stress? Do you find it difficult to do your work efficiently? If you have some of those problems, it's time to take action. Have you ever known someone with serious sleep issues?
Oh, yeah, dude. Lots of people.
Really?
Yeah, I've had a couple.
I know there are lots of people.
No, I've known personally people that have had serious insomnia.
So what was the, I know people that have stress and that was keeping them from going to sleep.
One in particular, the one that I'm closest friends with that struggled the most with this, it's been really, really tough on her. She has really struggled. I mean, to the point where she's had to take classes and she's had, you know, had to do a lot of things that people was, I think it's true. I've never had it. You've never had true insomnia. Moments of stress can make you stay up later, but this was like every night. And this article talked about this young woman or this woman who it's like she thought she'd never sleep again. I mean, it was that horrible for her. That was the way my friend was.
Okay. I'm just wondering if it is a psychological, like, is it psychosis?
They don't know.
What is it?
They really don't know what causes it. I'm sure that my bet would be, and it's completely an uneducated guess, we should have a sleep specialist on the show because we talk about sleep so much. But my guess is it's probably a combination of lots of things. It's probably a diet, because I know that a lot of big thing they do is say change your diet. It's probably, who knows, medication you're taking could be playing a part. They talk about that in the article. It could be stress. I know that when I'm stressed out about whatever, kids, finances, whatever, that's when it's tough for me. I'm staring at the ceiling. I'm having a hard time go to sleep. But one of the other parts of this weird, the flip side of the insomnia, not flip side, but this part, insomnia part two, is the people that can fall asleep, but they can't stay asleep. So that's just as detrimental, because they're screwed. They go to sleep for a half an hour to an hour, and then they wake up and they cannot get back to sleep. And she addressed that a little bit in the article, talking about got to get up and walk around, do other things.
Well, we recently did an article on sleep, and they say just an important amount of sleep is the quality of your sleep.
Yeah, you got to get good sleep, not just get sleep.
But like, what is good sleep? Like,
well, it's all, I mean, that has to do with basically getting into the, what do they call them? There's the light sleep and then the deep, deep sleep. So getting into past the REM moments into deep sleep.
Okay. So I basically don't really sleep that great anymore. I'm an old man. So I get like the great first 5 hours. I could sleep solid for 5. And then I'm rustling for the other hour, 2, 3, whatever it is after that. I'm kind of rustling around. Unless I've drinking a lot.
That's no good.
So you're saying like an eighth, like all I will drink a lot go to bed, and 8 hours go by, and I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, dude, if I drink at all anymore, I mean, if I have kind of drinking, I have my hangover at 4 a.m. It's horrible.
Well, I might have a hangover the next day, but I've gotten 8 hours
right.
in a row.
No. I'm talking about, I wake up from a dead sleep after 4 hours with a hangover. So I think it matters on how your liver processes the alcohol. Alcohol is a no bueno for people that have insomnia. It is you are a freak of nature if alcohol makes you sleep hard for 8 hours. I'm not sure that's
true.
Hold on.
My doctor just told me tequila is a fix-all for everything. So I'm going to have
your doctor's a fool. Tequila is good for anything.
Okay, so one of the most important lessons I feel like we've taught our kids is sleeping.
Uh-huh.
Like we were very, like, you know, the crazy parents that like have the family bed.
Oh,
everybody can come in there. Kids can go to bed whenever they want. They're on their tablets. Like, I feel like one of the things me and my wife pretty well agreed on was you're going to bed, you're sleeping, you're not getting out of that thing, and you're not coming in. And I think that, like, that's kind of overlooked in parenting.
No, I would agree with that. I think it also depends on the size of, you had three kids. So if you were going to be family bedding in, it was going to be a crowded family bed, and
I know multiple.
Oh, I know. No, don't get me wrong. I know that multiple families have lots of kids in there. But we, you know, our daughter, and it doesn't happen very often anymore, but she used to come into the bed, like, once a week. And hey, my wife.
You're one of those people.
No.
Yeah, I didn't know you had.
My wife
know,
is
Brandon.
One of those people. I am like,
but you're in
around,
the bed.
No, I get up and go downstairs because I can't sleep when they're in there. It's just, it's like two. And, you know, my daughter's the queen of like putting her arm over my head. It's just, I can't sleep. No, I'm going to agree with you on this one, Lawrence. I do not think that the family bed is good for, especially for bad sleepers. Now, my wife can sleep through anything. So for her, it's comforting. And my daughter's the same way. I mean, little kids, freaking hate little kids, man. They could sleep through gunfire. And
so
it's
great.
Just ridiculous. It's like, they're just awesome. Like, what the hell? How are you still asleep? You know, it's so great. Someone comes in the middle of the night shooting a machine gun. And then your kid's like, what happened last night? They just don't hear anything. So that's what I wish I had. That would be the gift someone could give me, is that kind of sleep.
All right. So I'm going to use this discussion on sleep to have a confession. And here it is.
Oh, I'm here for you, Larry.
I am a grown ass 50-year-old man, and I cannot sleep without white noise.
Oh,
I can't.
Love white
I got to have a fan.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, I think there is.
Why?
Like, you should
they've
be
even
able to.
Said,
to-
they've even said that it's good for you. Why is that a bad thing? I mean, it's not affecting you. It basically has to do with your brain waves. What is bad to sleep in front of is like a I fall asleep for the TV sometimes, which is terrible because it's the weird blue waves and all that stuff. No, white noise is supposed to be. Now, hey, listen, bro. It would be great if we were out in a forest somewhere and all we had was crickets and woodland animals, you know, with the night sounds
I like
to sleep
that.
To. That would be fantastic, but we don't all have that. I mean, everyone knows the sound of rain on a tin roof.
Mm.
Oh, it's just magical. I don't think there's anything wrong with. I say we need to do a show where we have a sleep specialist on it to debunk all these mythologies that you and I have brought to this show.
What's your Dr. Heat? Is that the
Dr. Heat? But he's a shrink. He's not a sleep specialist.
Oh, he's not.
I want a sleep specialist. I want someone that literally is a sleep, like this guy they referenced from UCF? Some sleep specialist dude. Let's get him on.
Okay, so I know that you had the thing. You had the sinus thing.
Everything, dude. Yeah.
Because of snoring?
No, sleeping? I had it because I had a deviated septum from getting my nose broken a bunch of times.
Has that helped you sleep?
Yeah, you know what's really helped me to sleep the most, honestly, if I'm fully, fully honest, and this
losing
is a confessional.
Losing weight, I know.
No, that's it. That's the only thing that helps me is losing weight. If I keep my weight down, I sleep great. If I get fat, I don't. So to me, that's just the key that's just another benefit for me personally about keeping my weight down.
Yeah, I snore every once in a while, and I could feel that's kind of neck fat.
Yeah.
That's neck fat, Brandon.
Your neck has gained a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. It used to be svelte and just, you know, you go out there and do anything, and now your neck has kind of caught up with you.
Interesting. Wow, we're getting a little personal on the Smart
Apple
podcast.
I don't think it's personal. It's just an observation.
Hey, hold on just a sec. You know, my mom listens, and so now you basically made fun of my fat neck in front of my mom.
No, I am not making fun of your fat neck. I'm saying, Pat, I'm worried about your son. Because his neck has gained a little weight. I didn't say it was fat. It's just a little plump.
Okay. So just keep going on down this rabbit hole. I got white noise problems. I also have heat problems, you know, on hot days. Nobody has air conditioning in San Francisco, so you got to open the window. And then the mosquitoes come in. How did people that grew up in the Sahara Desert, like, sleep without, you know?
Hey, bro, here's how it happened. I took my little 11-pound dog that you always like to make fun of. She got really sick. She started throwing up, pooping everywhere. Was disgusting. He has been so regular and amazing. And so she had gotten into she'd eaten something outside, whatever, dogs are stupid. So I go to the vet, right? You go to the vet, it's like literally ching-ching, the machine, you know, the money machine goes on. I go in there, I'm like, hey, I'm at this vet, I'm going to ask some questions. I'm like, well, so she says she probably got into something bad. And I was like, well, wait, she's a dog. I mean, how do dogs survive in the wild? And she's like, a lot of times they don't, Brandon. I was like, oh man, that sucks. That's the point. Like, we probably wouldn't survive in the wild. And by the way, the life expectancy of that magical time on the Serengeti, in which you always like to harken back to poetically, those people died at 30 because it's hard out there. It's hard on the Serengeti for a pimp. It is just tough. So you know what, dude? Life's better now that you've got a sound machine. So you have to put up with some mosquitoes, get a little window air unit, you'll be happier.
Well, you really kind of brought us down today, Brandon. You really kind of just brought the Smarticle podcast to a grinding halt.
Oh, no. Anything I think I'm just being get off honest your chest? Here, buddy. I'm just being honest.
All right. We didn't even get to talk about taking Ambien and pills today, but we'll do that another time.
We've done it many times, though.
Brandon, I'd like to thank you for definitely bringing Chin Chin on the show. Whenever you can talk about your tiny-ass dog, I know the ratings are going to go up on the Smarticle podcast.
Sweet little Rosie. She's so sweet. Oh, Rosie.